Hello there, my name is Kai, and we're back in Neverwinter Nights. When we last left off, we had just entered the town of Tristram, and, it looks like everyone just went to bed. Now, this game does have a day-night cycle that is actually pretty well robust. So it basically puts everyone to bed, and that means we need to do some exploration to try to get in and talk with everybody. So we're standing at the well in Tristram. So to paint the scene, we've just walked into Tristram. We're standing beside the well where you would normally find Deckard Cain. He is not outside, which means that we can't talk to him. So we've talked to Farnham. Let's turn around from the well and head back towards the entrance of the town. And to our left is what I believe to be the blacksmith shop. Let's see if the door is open. It is the blacksmith shop, and he is pounding away at the device. Now there is, let me look around the room. There's only him in the room, I believe. I'm looking around real quick. There is a sound glitch, apparently. A little bit of one. Let's talk to Griswold. So the blacksmith's name is Griswold, and we gained 250 experience. I'm not sure what's going on with the music. So Griswold says, "Well, what can I do for you, Kylie? I see that the lost child has returned. I have heard stories of your journeys from the couriers that have come here. That is, before all hell broke loose under the church." We have two options. One of them is a very rude option, so we're not going to be using that one. We're going to be using number one, which says, "It's good to see you again, Griswold. I've always missed your lessons on weaponry when you was a child."
"Bah! You make me look old, my friend. So, what has brought you back to Tristram? Have you caught news about what's been happening here?"
Yeah. What exactly has been happening here?"
"Well, I'm sure you've heard about the fall of our king and the debacle we encountered during our war with the northern kingdoms of Westmarch. But all that is nothing compared to what is happening right now under the church."
"And, that is?"
"Well, I think our storyteller Cain can tell it better than I can, in more flowery words and better detail. Which reminds me, Ogden has been waving at me ever since he saw you talking to me. I figure he has something to say to you. Anyway, if you need anything, just come into my shop and take whatever weapon you need. Treat it as my weapon gift for coming back to Tristram, Kylie. It's really nice to see you again."
"The same to you, blacksmith. Your lessons have always helped me in my journeys, as you have always told me it will, but I need your services first." So we have a couple things we can ask him. Let's take a look at the items he has for sale. Now, all we have on us is a piece of studded leather armor, a small shield, and a mace. So he might have some useful stuff. All of his stuff's expensive. We're talking 800, 900 GP. We're talking expensive. The braces of armor look pretty good. Braces of hardness. Let's look through the rest of the stuff. It's basically pretty expensive stuff. Studded leather armor. Let me look versus studded leather armor is base level 3. And we can go up more than that. Let's look here. Scale mail is 4. The max dex bonus of 4. Let's take a look here. Scale mail is pretty good. What about banded mail? 6. And the splint mail is also 6, with an armor check penalty of 7. Let's go with something a bit heavier. Let's look at the breastplate here. 5. Ooh, let's go with the sprint mail. I think that's going to be what we're going to go buy. We're going to buy some sprint mail, and we're going to sell. The merchant does not buy that. Okay. So we've increased our AC to 17 and got some much better armor on us. That's good to see. I'm going to do something for the music. Hold that thought. We're gonna turn. I'm gonna turn the music down. And I'm gonna turn the 3D bias up. So I'm gonna turn that up to 1 on the 3D bias. And turn the music volume up to 20. There we go. We'll save that. So let's take a look again at his weaponry here. He has a couple things. He's got a light pick. Take a look through his weaponry. Ooh, look at these axes. Battle axe. That's a two-handed weapon. What do we got on us? We've got a mace, which is a 1d6 weapon. We could pick up another. We could either pick up another 1d6 weapon. He's got a couple 1d6 weapons, and we've got a 1d6 weapon. He's got a 1d6 plus weapon plus 1, which is this scimitar plus 1 for a ooh, nope. That's a bit too pricey for my blood. Is a Warhammer a one-handed weapon or a two-handed weapon? Probably a two-handed weapon, I would imagine. I would imagine a Warhammer is a two-handed weapon. What about the heavy mace here? What's that? 1d8 damage? I kind of want to go with that. Yeah, let's go with a heavy mace. There we go. Now we got a bit of a bitter pickle. Bigger. Bigger pickle? You know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say words. All right, so we can also buy some bags. And I'm actually going to buy one of the magic bags here. And what has this got? This has got a container, which we can open this container, and it's a container that's got enough space for other stuff in it, and it'll help us to lower the amount of weight we're carrying. So I'm going to put the older gear into the magic bag, which did decrease the weight, exactly what I was hoping, and we're going to close the magic bag. The magic bag decreases the weight by, it's like a bag of holding, but it's not very good. It's a 20% reduction of weight cost. So there we go. Now, he did say we could grab any weapons we want off the racks if we wanted to. Let's take a look here. Let's take a look at this, examine this. Let's use this rack and take a look at it. Ooh, a quarterstaff. That's cool. We got some good stuff. So, but we got what I was looking for, right? So, let's exit this area. And just to explain before I leave Griswold's shop, is it looks like you would expect a blacksmith shop to look. It has an anvil, a forge, it's got weapons lining the walls across the room, multiple armor stands on one side of the room, it looks like a money box and a blade on the desk. It's actually really, really nice looking. So I'm hoping we're going to be seeing something very similar in the other houses. All right, so we did that. We can also, I'm going to rest real quick so we get our spell slots back. It's important to rest while you play because that's how you recover your spell. Like, I mean, it's just how you recover your spells, right? So equipped items slot, what does it say? Equipped items slotted out, what? I'm not sure why it did that, but okay. What are you doing, game? What are you doing to me, buddy? You're doing stuff and things, and I don't like it. I am anti whatever you're doing. All right, so let's go. This door is locked. We're going to go walk back towards the well, and there's a house right next to the well with a door open. So let's walk in and take a look. This is the healer's house. Now, when we enter the healer's house, he's got a vase to the left, some cloaks hanging on the wall. He's got some bookshelves, a couch. Ooh, that's nice. It looks like he's tending to some wounded people. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 wounded people, and Pepin, the healer, is the one tending to them. So we're going to talk to Pepin.
What ails you, my friend? Wait, I remember you. You're Kai Lee. I am so glad you have come back. Strange things has been happening here in Tristram, and the sight of you is a comfort. Oh, well, it's nice to see you again, Pepin. What strange things do you mean?
I am afraid I cannot be as elegant as Kane or as thorough as Ogden. So if you want to know what's been happening through town, ask either of them would be the best course.
Okay, let's ask for his services. Let's ask to see what he's selling. He'll also heal us. But my main concern is seeing exactly what this magic man is selling. He is selling some healing kits, and we are going to buy... Okay, so I bought 10 healer's kits for healer kit 1 for 400 gold. He's also got bandages, a large box. He's also got magic bags. He's got some necklaces of health, an amulet of health for 10,000 gold. A bunch of spells to cast, no weapons, and no armor. All right, Pepin, that was pretty quick. Sad to see all of these people hurt, though. We're going to exit the healer's house. And it looks like, oh my god, so I walked outside, and I see Farnum just drop to the ground to fall asleep. It's kind of adorable. All right, so we're going to level up. We actually gained enough to level up. So I'm going to take the next class level in Cleric. Recommended... let's see what it does recommended. It recommended did what? Concentration 4, is that what it did? Yeah, it looks like it raised my concentration to 4. Let's cancel that real quick and re-level. So I'll go to okay, and yeah, it raised my concentration up 4, which actually allows us to help with the spell casting. That's dope. And there's no feats we can gain this level, so there's one level. We are level 2 now. Yeah. All right, let's continue through and find Ogden. I think this is Ogden's house. Tavern of the Rising Sun. And this looks like you would imagine a tavern to look. He's got, looks like a kitchen area. Looks like that's a standard merchant's area. And it's got a chest in there. I could try to plunder if I was feeling frisky. He's got, looks like some people we could possibly hire in here. Looks like a wizard or a sorcerer named Terek Khan, a monk named Mello. Looks like I see Amanda Winchill here. There's some folks talking around a table. And it looks like a rogue or a fighter standing in the corner and an archer standing in the opposite corner. Of course, there is a kitchen area, of course, and it looks like a pantry area. And I think that's a downstairs area, but... And Ogden, of course, stands behind the counter. So let's go talk to Ogden.
Thank goodness you've returned. Much has changed since you lived here, my friend.
Oh, so he actually has voice acting. All right, so what exactly has been going on here, Ogden?
The church at the edge of town has been desecrated and is being used
for rituals.
The screams that echo in the night are inhuman, but some of our townsfolk may yet survive.
Oh, okay, so he actually has full voice acting. That is super dope. Our only option here is to continue.
Follow the path that lies between my tavern and the blacksmith's shop to find the church and save who you can. Perhaps I can tell you more if we speak again. Good luck.
All right, and I'm going to tell him I'll see what I can do. So he just told us to go do the thing. Let's go do the thing! We still haven't found Deckard Cain, though, right? So, then I kind of want to do that. I think I saw Deckard Cain enter the house next to the blacksmith. So let's go see if Deckard's here. The storyteller's house. Oh, Cain is here! And this looks like a bog-standard house. Hello, Deckard Cain.
My friend.
Stay a while and listen. Wait, it's you, Kylie. I see that you've come back after your long journey. Has Ogden told you what you're going on here? So I can tell him I know what something terrible's been happening under the church, and I'll get to the bottom of it. He says, that's good to hear, my friend. If anyone can help us through these dark times, it would be you. And I'm going to ask him, there's a couple things I could ask him, but my main question here, is there any advice that he can share with us?
While you are venturing deeper into the labyrinth,
you may find tomes
of great knowledge hidden there. Read them carefully.
Oh, okay.
They can tell you things that even I cannot.
Any other advice?
I know of many myths and legends that may contain answers to questions that may arise in your journeys into the labyrinth. If you come across challenges and questions to which you seek knowledge, seek me out, and I will tell you what I can.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool. Let's see if there's any other questions he can help us. So there's not really anything else he can really tell us other than good luck and don't die. And I think that's a fairly fair thing. Okay, so strength domain, we gain a bonus when we cast Divine Strength, and we gain a couple spells, equal to 2 plus 1 plus character levels, characters that'll last for 5 seconds plus charisma modifier, and same thing for war domain, 5 seconds plus charisma modifier. That's really something to cast as soon as, well, as stuff starts hitting the fan, right? So let's head to the church. Now, the path in the village is kind of winding, but we're going to take a left out of the storyteller's house, go up the street a little bit, and we can see to our periphery, to our right, the cathedral. And in front of the cathedral lies a body, and it says, "Wounded Townsfolk." The wounded man slowly and painfully turns to you and seems to be trying to say something.
"Please, listen to me."
Oh, voice acting.
"Bishop Lazarus. He led us down here to find the lost prince. The bastard led us into a trap. Now everyone is dead, killed by a demon he called the Butcher."
Okay, that's cool. I'm gonna ask him if there's anything I can do to help.
"Avengers, find this Butcher and slay him, so that our souls may finally rest."
All right, I'm gonna tell him I will kill this monster for you. Your death will not be in vain. And that gave us 2 points towards good. And the guy then passes away. So, that sucks. Let's take a look at our spells. At level 2, we actually gain another spell, right? We already got resistance. I can actually take another. We'll take a cure minor wounds with that. And on level 1, I'm going to take a cure light wounds in addition to what we've got. So, one of the things I absolutely adore about the way this game works is we can quickly cast things from this right-click scroll wheel. That is pretty dope. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Summon Creature, which will summon a Dire Badger who is following us around. Hello, Dire Badger. So let's go into the dungeon. All right. The sanctity of this place has been fouled. Can we tell him to follow? There we go, follow. Thank you. All right, we've got a corpse right next to us. We've got a couple doors. We got a door to our right, and we got a door right. We got a hallway to our direct front. I'm going to check the corpse out. The corpse had 25 stones, it looks like, bullets. We're not going to grab those since we're not going to be using slings. But let's check out this door to our right. Let's see if the door is openable. The door is locked. Now, I'm curious if we can bash the door. We can attempt to bash them. We can attempt to unlock the door. But it says a specified key is required to open said object. So we really can't do anything there, right? That means we really can't do anything here. All right, so we're furthering ourselves into the facility, into the cathedral. And we've got a left or a right decision. It looks like they curl around to the same location. But the area to the right of us has a corpse on the ground. So we are going to check out the corpse and find out if they've got anything on them. They do. They had 54 gold pieces, which we will be taking. They had a short sword. They had an arrow and a squire's tunic. So it looks like this was a knight who passed away in service of the archbishop. So we were told that would be happening. I'm looking around. Okay, we're under attack by a bunch of creatures known as scavengers. All right, and we are attacking them. So what we're going to do is we're going to cast the War Domain powers. Come on, let's see if we can cast them. And now we're going to attack, I say! So we actually hit one. We took it out, right? We attacked the second one. We did 10 damage to the second one. And it looks like we're attacking the third one. And we did 4 damage, and now it's gone. We got a bunch of stuff on the ground. These are relatively harmless creatures. They have no items or gold on them, it doesn't look like. All right, so there's nothing here. It looks like we got a font of power in the room next to us. So we're going to go check that out. I have heard a little bit. I got hit for 4 HP, so I need to be careful of that. I only have 18. Let's check the shrine. It says the shrine seems to hold an arcane power, but its effects are unpredictable. Let's see what happens if you use it. Oh, no! Oh, did we just get one shot? We did! Oh, no! We just got... Oh, my goodness. Wow, I have at negative 2 health right now. My badger is valiantly fighting for its life. And now my badger's dead. And they are just leaving me to bleed out. And I am just literally bleeding out. Now, I don't remember if dying is a death sentence in this game. But I am just bleeding out. And I don't remember what the end damage is. My wounds have stabilized. Yay. And I have healed 1 point. Not that it matters. Now, will I heal enough to stand back up? That's the question, because you have to actually hit a negative score point of, I think it's like 10, to actually quote unquote die. Oh my goodness, let's examine this warrior. It's an overpowering warrior. We can now see, and it looks like, wow, these looks like these warriors are actually going about and taking things out for some reason. It's kind of intense, and now we need to be a bit careful as to how we proceed. Oh no! It came back! It came back! I stood up and it came back! Oh no. Am I gonna make it out alive?
My wounds need tending, heal me!
my character's like, help me, I'm dying! Oh no! That's actually kind of hilarious. I wonder, like, I'm taking magical damage right now.
Gods have mercy! I'm dying!
I don't know how I'm gonna make this out.
My wounds need
tending. My guy is just yelling out so badly.
I require help to my side.
There's no way anybody can help me right now.
My wounds need tending.
And he's just yelling. He's yelling so loudly. Oh, we're just taking 1 magical damage per second. Is this death? My character just died. We took negative 11. Is that death? So we can respawn, and we respawned outside the thing, and we lost XP, and we lost GP. We lost 100 XP from doing that, and we lost 19 gold points. But there we go. There's our first death. It does have a death counter, and then we're about halfway to level 3. But that just tells you how tough this game is. We were thinking we were hot shit, what we were, and I definitely was not the hotness. I think with that, I'm going to position myself back in front of the cathedral for the next episode as we will go back in there and continue trying to fight our way through the labyrinth, one trap, one death at a time, as we learn the ins and outs of this Diablo-like. But with that said, again, my name is Kai. This has been Lords of Terror and Neverwinter Nights. Have a fantastic day, and I'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kai Lee Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KaiLeeKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.